Time check 8:42. This is Bill Wills. Okay, you got some new electronics at Christmas time. We've got Agent Meister of the Geek Squad with us for the next few to talk about, I guess, a few of the calls they've been getting on some of the new technology. And some of the more popular gifts. Matter of fact, I saw a story this morning. These e-readers, millions of those being given away. The best-selling books coming out with the Kindles and the Nooks and all. Those were very popular this year, Agent Meister, to give us gifts, weren't they?
Absolutely, Bill.
Big time. Now, a couple other tech toys, electronics, 3D televisions, Blu-rays. Tell me some of the things you're getting calls about, or some of the things people are concerned about setting up some of these new electronics.
Well, for example, one of the common questions, a lot of people are getting that brand new HD TV, and they're looking at the 3D TVs. One of the questions that we get is, you know, exactly how to get that and get the 3D content. One of the things to remember with the 3D TV is that you kind of have all the components that you connect to it. To get that content in 3D, those components actually have to support that. So, in other words, you besides the 3D player or the TV, you also need a 3D Blu-ray and the proper cables to support it. So it's basically just a matter of making sure that everything actually works with it. Another question is just that a lot of people are just getting their very first HD TV for the first time, and they're noticing that sometimes the quality of the regular broadcast television isn't quite up to what they see in the stores. A lot of time what that comes down to is that you have to make sure that your actual incoming source is HD as well. In other words, if you're using that old cable box you've had for 15 years, that's actually not going to broadcast in HD straight to your TV. So you're going to want to take a step and talk to your cable or satellite provider to make sure that you're actually getting those HD channels to make that TV look the best it can.
Are those different cables? If you've got older cables too, is that a problem?
Sometimes, I mean, it really just depends on the types of connections.
Okay.
There are certain types of connections. The older TVs would have, you know, the older cables. The newer cables, like the HDMI and that sort of thing, A, they reduce the number of cables that you have to use to connect the TV to your DVD, Blu-ray, or receiver. But they also tend to be able to bring over that actual quality HD. So it is a good idea to make sure that the cables are up to the capabilities of whatever you're connecting them to.
Agent Meister, the Geek Squad, with me. A few of the calls they're getting about some of the stuff we were given or bought for ourselves over at Christmas. Blu-ray, also very popular. And with the internet connections now, a lot of companies, you know, like Netflix, Blockbusters, you can do stuff on demand online, but you got to make sure it's working properly with your Blu-ray, right?
Absolutely. One of the big things is, like you said, the ability for your TVs, for your Blu-ray players, your game systems to connect to the internet. A lot of people, they're getting those and they're wondering exactly how to get that connected to their cable or DSL. In that case, you're going to actually use what they call a wireless router. The easiest way to think about it is almost like a splitter for that connection, so that not only can your computer get online, but also any of those devices. In some of the cases, those devices will have a wireless capability built in, so they can talk to a radio connection, almost like a cordless phone. In other cases, you may need just a little USB device that plugs into the back to give it that capability. But really, honestly, it's very much worth it. If you talk to anybody who has a TV or a Blu-ray player that's Netflix capable, the ability for you to sit there and instead of you having to drive out to that red box, you know, down at the local grocery mart or find one of the few remaining Blockbusters, the ability for you to just sit there, click on the Netflix link, and actually have it stream that video straight to your TV just saves so much time.
Yeah, I mentioned the popularity of these e-readers. Also, though, the protective cases. I know something you guys are pushing a lot to make sure you're taking care of this. Because, I mean, it's like having a notebook computer with you, right?
Yeah, if you actually look at if you come in and you take a look at all the different e-readers we actually have in Best Buy, you notice that they're getting thinner and thinner. And just like any other piece of electronic, the thinner it is, the easier it is for you to toss that into a bag, and that bag to have something bend against it and crack that screen. So it is a very good idea to actually look at cases. One of the other really nice things about the cases now is that a number of them actually come with a little lighted display. One thing about e-ink readers is that they're not, in many cases, they are not exactly like a normal, like a TV where it actually produces its own light. You actually have to have it in a lighted situation. So if you're using an e-ink reader, an e-reader, you'll want to make sure that you have a case that actually has a little light or one of the ones that have a separate light that you can put into it.
Hey, finally, I was reading on one of the blogs yesterday about gaming systems. Very popular gaming systems to be given away at Christmas time to buy as gifts for the family and all. But then people get these systems and they're maybe not having as much fun as they could if they would have bought a motion controller. Is that right?
Yeah, all three of the major systems now support what they call motion control. In other words, you actually get up and you move and you exercise, which, you know, is really great for both the kids as well as those of us who don't quite get out to the gym as much as we need to. The Nintendo Wii obviously comes with those motion controls built into it, but the Sony PlayStation 3 and the Microsoft Xbox 360 also actually have motion controllers that you can either purchase, or if you get one of the newer kits, some of them come bundled with them.
All right. Hey, on a personal note, I'm away for 2 weeks. Before I left the house, I shut down my my router, okay? So my internet connection was off, and I powered down my computer, okay? Mm-hmm. So I come back. The router comes back on. Modem's working fine. Everything's good there. I fire up the PC, but the my computer's not working. There's no power. So I unhook it. I take it to the geeks at Best Buy. I get a call. My power supply needs replaced, so I got to do that. Then we've got problems with a hard drive. The computer was built in 2005, okay? So I don't have that disk. What's that disk you got to have to reload everything?
That's the recovery disk.
I can't find my recovery. I can find everything else, but I can't find my recovery. Anyway, the bottom line, in my situation at least, talking to the people at HP and also the geeks, the computer's 5-6 years old anymore. I mean, after a few years, you got to start looking for a new piece of machinery.
Yeah, the biggest thing, two things to consider. First,
right.
Is that after about 4 or 5 years, that's where you start to get into where parts are starting to get old and they start to need to be replaced. That hard drive, if you ever cracked one open, it almost looks like a little record player. It actually has a little spinning plate and an arm. So over time, just because that is a physical device with a motor, that can start to fail. So
okay.
After about 5 years, you have the hardware. But the truth of the matter is that after about 5 years, you know, the computer isn't as capable of handling the newer, you know, just the amount of data that's coming from the internet. So in a lot of cases, you know, once you get beyond a certain point, you kind of look at it, there's a replacement versus repair.
Right. In fact, that's where I'm at, yeah.
Yep. If you actually go to geeksquad.com, we actually have a replace or repair calculator where you can actually put in information about a device, and it'll kind of give you tips on whether or not, you know, you should be looking at one or the other.
I think I'm looking at one. I know for sure which one. It's not the repair thing eventually. At least. Well, you know, one other thing in our situation, and it reminded me, I hear these commercials for automatically, saving the information all the time on the hard drive, these companies that'll, you know, like you lose your hard drive, you don't lose the information.
Yeah, their backup is
backup. Yeah,
one of the best things that you can do for your computer.
I don't have that. I needed that.
Yep. Yeah, what you can actually do is you can either go with having just an external hard drive. That way, if something happens to your computer, you take that hard drive, connect it up to a new computer, and you have all your data. Or you can go with any of the number of services, including Geek Squad, that actually have online backup, where if something ever happened to your house, a fire, flood, you always have that data backed up. And realistically, in terms of computers, your data is the most important thing on there, your pictures, your
Now you tell me. You know, Agent, you and I talk every couple of months. I love the advice, but here's what you should have been telling me all along. You know, this is what I needed to know, because now I got my hard drive. I got to get my power supply going to get into my hard drive to get my info.
Yep. Backup is definitely the most important thing to do, and it's actually a really great New Year's resolution to look at what you're doing for backup for your important data. So
all right.
This is a perfect time of year to do it.
Good advice. Thanks for the personal help, too. I appreciate it.
Agent,
all the best. Thanks much. Geek Squad, how do we find you guys?
GeekSquad.com, or you can actually stop into any of the local Best Buys. We're in every one of them. They're the same hours as the store.
All right. Thanks, Agent. Have a great day.
You too.